You're listening to His Time on Friday, May 8th, 7:31 Central Time. Joining us by phone this morning, Dr. Harold Sinkbeil, Director for Spiritual Care with Doxology and taking a huge lead in the National Insight Conference coming up this summer. Dr. Sinkbeil, welcome to His Time.
Thanks for having me on, Andy.
It's great to have a chance to speak with you again this morning. For our listeners not familiar with Doxology, share with us a little bit about the history of Doxology and its purpose.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization, a recognized service organization for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we started about 6 years ago. We offer a continuing education program for pastors in the art of the care of souls. And in addition, we do occasional conferences like the one coming up this summer in St. Louis.
And the conference coming up this summer, tell us the nature of this conference. Who would want to attend the conference and the topic?
Well, the answer to that, I think, is everybody would want to attend. The goal is to address a topic that we often are left at a loss to how to respond to questions regarding sexuality and marriage these days. And so the title of the conference is Finding Our Voice, Sex, Marriage, and the Christian Vision. And so we are anticipating there'll be a lot of pastors certainly be interested in how they can learn how to address these topics more effectively in their parishes, as well as Christian educators and other church professionals, but also moms and dads and grandparents and pretty much everybody who is confronted with this kind of thing day by day all around them.
Why is it so important for us to address these topics?
Well, the voice of reason is not being heard very well. Basic sexual identity is up for question, up for grabs. Certainly the marriage question is before us everywhere now with the Supreme Court decision. But more fundamentally, I think, people just really are not quite certain how they're to live faithfully in their own bodies as men and women, and how it is that they express their Christian witness in how they serve God in that very fundamental area of their masculinity and femininity. So we hope with an array of speakers that we've lined up, we hope to present them with something that will be very, very useful, both for their own lives and also the kind of witness that they bring to their neighbors and their families.
The conference, a few of the details about the conference, it's coming up this summer. It's August, right?
Right, August 12th and 13th, that's a Tuesday and Wednesday, and that will be in St. Louis University, there in St. Louis, and beginning in the morning and continuing to the following afternoon.
The
complete schedule, by the way, is available on the website for Doxology, which is doxology.us.
Doxology.us. Tell us about some of the speakers that you have lined up for this conference.
Well, we're very excited about it, Andy. We have a good cross-section of some of the most important speakers in the country, really. This morning, I think after the break, you're going to be talking with Sharif Girgis, who is an author of a major book on what is marriage, and specifically on the area of how do we address these topics from a natural law point of view, and that is, why is marriage, in a traditional understanding, a very healthy thing for society? Also, he'll be talking about how to talk about these things in a way that can be heard, because often people are just rejected automatically when they begin to talk about this. He gets around a lot and talks in some rather challenging circumstances and situations. So he's going to give us some practical tips on bridging these divides and speaking and listening well, and how we can speak the truth in love. We have Tim Gagline from Focus on the Family talking about the national and governmental issues and how Christian citizens can let their voice be heard and be influential. We have Dr. Alvin Schmidt, who is a sociologist, a Lutheran pastor and theologian, and well-versed in the history of how Christians interacted with society from the get-go. And so he's going to be talking about lessons from the first Christians, because in the early centuries of the Christian church, they too lived in an environment which was filled with all kinds of sexual decadence. And what can we learn from their witness and how they addressed these situations in their own time? We're very pleased. We have our beloved teacher, John Kleinig from Australia, Down Under, who's been a very major figure for us in doxology through the years. He's coming, and he'll be talking about chastity, what that means, and how we can reclaim sexual virtue, as well as six models for marriage and kind of a defense for marriage reality, I guess, as Robert George calls it, rather than marriage equality, as it's often talked about in a way that redefines it. Then we have Adrian Hines, the editor of the Lutheran Witness, and talk about some communication skills, and again, how we can, in a winsome way, convey our thoughts on these topics. And then finally, a parish pastor, Lucas Woodford, who has really addressed this in his own parish, and also a member of our Synodical Task Force on Sexuality, addressing how we can teach to families and parishes of faithful sexuality.
Well, that's quite the lineup. You've assembled quite a few people to really present. And I understand Dr. Harrison, President Harrison, will be there as well.
He's going to kick us off at the very beginning, yep.
It's quite the lineup of presenters. This is just a great way. I know it takes a lot of work to get all these voices together, all these presenters together to present on this, all these experts on this topic or the various topics. And so I appreciate that, the hard work that you and the folks at Doxology do to line up these presenters. What do you hope pastors, we'll talk about parents here in just a moment, what do you hope pastors and other church workers will gain from this, that by attending this National Insight Conference, that they'll walk away with?
Well, I think, number one, it's important that they learn to speak confidently and also hopefully and joyfully about these things. Too often, I think, pastors, for that matter, a lot of Christians come across in a very negative manner, because immediately we go to what's wrong in society and what the Bible rejects. But, of course, the reason that the laws of prohibition are there in the Scriptures is because God wants to protect this marvelous gift of sexuality, and he wants to reinforce the importance of fidelity within marriage and faithfulness, as well as abstinence apart from marriage, but primarily so that husband and wife could each love one another, and the children would be conceived and born and raised within the security of a loving family. So we want to speak positively. I think that's the big thing, and confidently about these sensitive areas.
And how? What do you hope parents will be equipped with? What will they leave this conference with?
Well, in the same way, I think that attitude of positive confidence regarding this so important and vital area, though it's an intimate area of life, we need to speak about it naturally, especially because children are being raised in an environment where all kinds of false messages are coming their way. Where will the positive message come from? And that begins in the home. Also, I think to equip them to teach children why we live differently than evidently the world seems to be headed, and what it means to live the baptismal life, living out of our baptismal identity as a boy or girl, and growing to maturity in manhood and womanhood faithfully as God intends.
And lastly, as we, with just a minute or two left, share with us about the speaker, Mr. Gerges. Tell us a little bit about him, why you chose Mr. Gerges to be a featured speaker at this Doxology Conference.
Well, we're real excited that Sharif can join us. He's one of three authors of a very important book, What is Marriage? The lead author of that book, Robert George from Princeton University, spoke at a similar conference we had 2 years ago. And Sharif is one who's made it his goal to get out into as many venues as he can to express the importance of this this marriage reality of man and woman, the union of man and woman, for the welfare and benefit of society as a whole. And so I think that voice needs to be heard. Too often I think we limit our attention to what the scriptures teach. He looks at it from the viewpoint of, yes, indeed, he's a confessing Christian, but how do we speak in the public arena with an argumentation that can be heard in a way that doesn't come off as being hateful or bigoted, but rather positive? And so I think that's an important feature that we need to hear.
Very good. Dr. Harold Sankbeil, share with us again some of the details about the conference so that we can find out more if we want to register in advance or all the details we need to know.
Certainly. It's August 12 and 13 at St. Louis University in St. Louis. And the registration details a complete program, a description of the topics and bios of the speakers, and the whole schedule is all available on the website doxology.us. Click the registration button and look for Finding Our Voice.
Very good. Finding Our Voice is the name of the National Insight Conference, the theme Sex, Marriage, and Christian Vision. Again, August 12th and 13th here in St. Louis, Missouri at St. Louis University. You can find more at doxology.us. Dr. Harold Sankbeil, Director for Spiritual Care with Doxology, thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with one of the featured speakers, Sharif Girgis, here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.